takes a heap of living in a house to make it home, a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
I've often thought that in our daily contacts, we carry about with us what we're going to find. For instance, an ill-natured man is bound to find ill-natured men. A good-natured man is bound to find good-natured men. If you walk as a friend, you will find a friend wherever you chance to fare. If you go with mirth to a far, strange land, you will find that mirth is there. For the strangest part of this queer old world is that like will join with like, and who walks with love for his fellow man, an answering love will strike. Here each of us builds his little world and chooses its people too. Though millions trample the face of earth, each life touches but the few, and the joy you'll find as you venture forth your fortune or fame to make lies not in some stranger's power to say, for it's all in the joy you take. If you walk in honor, then honest men will meet you along the way, but if you be false, you will find men false wherever you chance to stray. For good breeds good, and the bad breeds bad. We are met by the traits we show. Love will find a friend at the stranger's door, where hate would find a foe. For each of us builds the world he knows, which only himself can spoil. And an hour of hate or an hour of shame can ruin a life of toil. And though to the farthermost ends of earth your duty may bid you fare, if you walk with truth in your heart as a friend, you will find friends waiting there.
When it's twilight on the train, and I jog along, the world is like a dream, and the ripple of the stream is my song. When it's twilight on the train, and I rest once more, my ceiling is the sky, and the grass on which I lie is my floor. Never ever have a nickel in my jeans. Never ever have a debt to pay. Still I understand what real contentment means. Guess I was born that way. When it's twilight on the train, and my voice is still, please plant this heart of mine underneath that lonesome pine on the hill.
Vinnie Pelletier, do you ever wonder if you had your life to live over again, just what you'd do?
Why, yes, Mr. Guest, I often think of that.
Yeah, so do I. Can you guess what I'd try to do?
No, I can't say that I can.
Well, knowing what I know now, I think I'd try to be the very best of whatever group I happen to join. For instance, why be just an ordinary, indifferent anything? Why be a common ordinary clerk or a mediocre office boy or a shopkeeper or a doctor or lawyer? Why not be the very best or the very best's equal? You know, I once was errand boy for a neighborhood druggist, and I didn't know it then. I was just a boy, but I had the chance to be the best boy that druggist ever had hired. That's why I like these Land O'Lake farmers. They've joined together to make the best possible sweet cream butter. And maybe butter's just as good as Land O'Lake's, but I'm sure there's none better. That's what I mean. Be the best of what you are.
I get you, Mr. Guest, and it makes sense to me, too.
Well, all right, try it. Life is a privilege and a tremendous responsibility. I tried to do that once. I tried to explain that every one of us has not the slightest idea of how far the most trivial action may go. And it bothered me to get at it, but I finally remembered an old aunt of mine who kicked up a lot of disturbance and didn't mean any of it. And so the thing was written this way. They say life's simple, but I don't know. Who can tell where a word will go? Or how many hopes will rise or fall with the weakest brick in the cellar wall, or how many hearts will break and bleed as the sad result of one careless deed. Why, my old aunt's bonnet caused more dismay than a thousand suns could shine away. She wore it high through her topknot pinned, a perfect kite for a heavy wind, but the hat would stick though a gale might blow if she found the place where the pin should go. One Sunday morning, she dressed in haste. She hadn't a minute she thought to waste. She'd be late for church. Now the tale begins. She didn't take care with those pesky pins. Oh, the wind it howled, and the wind it blew, and away from her head that bonnet flew. It swirled up straight to select its course, first brushing the ears of the deacon's horse with a leap. He scampered away in fright and scattered the children left and right. A stranger grabbed for that horse's head, but stumbled and fractured his own instead. After that bonnet, a small boy ran, knocked over a woman and tripped a man. The deacon's daughter married the chap who rescued her from that swaying trap, and she lived to regret it later on. In all that town, there abided none whose life wasn't changed on that dreadful day when my old aunt's bonnet was blown away. Some were crippled and some went mad. Some turned saintly and some turned bad. Birth and marriage and death and pain were all swept down in that bonnet's train. Wives quarreled with husbands. I can't relate the endless tricks which were played by fate. There are folks today who had not been born had my aunt stayed home on that Sunday morn.
Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it, and we'll hitch old Dobbin to the shay. Through the fields of clover we will ride to Dover on our golden wedding day. Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it, and we'll hitch old Dobbin to the shay. Through the fields of clover we will ride to Dover on our golden wedding day.
You know, it's a smart hostess who pays special attention to all those little things, the extra touches that go to make her dinner a complete success. And one of the most important of these so-called little things is to serve good butter, like Land O'Lake's sweet cream butter. Now, you may not think this is so important, but, lady, that's because you just haven't tried Land O'Lake's butter. Why, unlike most butter churned from sour cream, only fresh, sweet cream is ever used in churning Land O'Lake's. A touch of salt is lightly added to give it extra flavor. And say, you just try Land O'Lakes. It adds a country fresh flavor to all foods with which it is used. Use it on those hot tea biscuits or those dinner rolls. As the butter melts, you'll find there's no sharp, strong taste, only the flavor of sweet cream fresh from the dairy farms. Yes, discriminating women, women who know, always choose Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. You'll like it too. And once you try it, you'll use it always. Remember, ask for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter.
Just a cozy rest, sweet and heaven blessed, like a bluebird's nest in sleepy valley. Love is everywhere, happiness is there, love beyond compare in sleepy valley. All of my troubles, cares of the day, like silver bubbles drifting away. Roses round my door, babies on the floor, who could ask or more in Sleepy Valley.
If you want to know where a childhood is welcome, look for the house on the street where the youngsters congregate. Also, there you will see that practically every selfish dream and purpose have been subordinated to the happiness of the children. I like to see a lovely lawn be diamonded with dew at dawn, but ours is often trampled bare because the youngsters gather there. I like a spotless house and clean where many a touch of grace is seen, but ours is often tossed about by youngsters racing in and out. I like a quiet house at night where I may sit to read and write, but my peace flies before the tones of three brass-throated saxophones. My books to tumult are resigned. In vain my furniture is shined. My lawn is bare, my flowers fall. Youth rides triumphant over all. I love the grass, I love the rose, and every living thing that grows. I love the books I ponder o'er. But, oh, I love the children more. And so unto myself I say, be ours the house where youngsters play. Oh, little girl, oh, little boy, be ours the house which you enjoy.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
You have been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, for extra freshness, extra flavor, buy Land O'Lakes, the world's largest selling sweet cream butter. Your grocer has it for you. This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
One fact about any and every war, which everybody must have noticed. This paradox: in war we find the leaders always stay behind.